You're listening to SBS News.
We stand today at the threshold of a great event, both in the life of the United Nations and in the life of mankind.
In 1948, Eleanor Roosevelt was among many who applauded the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which recognized the principle of equal pay for equal work. Since then, the idea of gender pay equity has been accepted as an ideal internationally, when men and women receive equal pay for work of equal or comparable value. In 1969, Australian women were legally accorded equal pay, but 51 years later, many women in the country are yet to gain equal pay. Director of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, Libby Lyons, has told the ABC the legal protections aren't working.
We are still finding that employers are not paying women the same as men and are not meeting their legal requirement, which is really concerning.
The Workplace Gender Equality Agency has calculated that the national gender pay gap is currently 14% for full-time workers. In May this year, the average weekly ordinary full-time earnings of women across all occupations and industries was just over $1,500. The average weekly ordinary full-time earnings of men, on the other hand, was $1,800. Mariah Foley, the Deputy Director for the Women and Work Research Group at the University of Sydney Business School, says there are many reasons why men and women aren't paid the same.
There is a persistent and continuing sort of undervaluation of the occupations and industries where women are concentrated. So think nurses, education, aged care, retail, for example. We also know a major cause of the gender pay gap is discrimination. So even when women and men are working in the same industries, women tend to be paid less than men. And also, women bear a disproportionate share of unpaid caregiving responsibilities in our society.
The economic downturn induced by the coronavirus crisis is also having more of an adverse impact on women than men. Public policy researchers at the Australian Institute found that between March and April, the number of women employed dropped by 5.3%, while for men, it fell by 3.9%. Professor of Gender, Work and Employment Relations at the University of Sydney, Ray Cooper, says the true extent of the effect of COVID-19 on gender pay differences is still unknown.
What I would predict is that we're going to see quite a gendered impact in pay, because we're seeing gendered impacts everywhere else. COVID has made so many people lose their jobs, but the majority of those people are women. So 55% of the COVID unemployed are women, and we're seeing lots of other changes going on. The sectors, particularly where women work in very strong numbers, there are some of them that have been really profoundly affected.
Deanne Stewart is the Chief Executive Officer of not-for-profit Australian Superannuation Fund, First State Super. She says the pandemic has seen more women access their superannuation early in comparison to their male colleagues.
What we're worried about is that this will then exacerbate the already existing gap between women and men with superannuation, where women retire with 47% less than their male counterparts. So COVID-19 and its potential impact is quite alarming.
Also part of the discussion on gender pay equity is the continuing debate around the exclusivity of the term gender. Gender can encompass a range of identities, from transgender to non-binary and gender fluidity. Professor of Gender and Employment Relations at the University of Sydney Business School, Marianne Baird, says it is imperative organisations also acknowledge these intersectionalities in the conversation about pay differences.
We have this added complexity of other gender forms emerging, and so companies at the forefront are very aware of that, and they would ensure that their policies go through the same sort of gender audit that doesn't just say how are men and women being affected, but how are diverse groups within the organisation being affected.
Diversity Council Australia CEO Lisa Anise adds the diverse cultural backgrounds of Australian women are influencing the pay gap.
when women have culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, we do know that biases get amplified. And whilst we haven't been able to quantify the pay gap because it's data that's not currently available in the way the pay gap data is collated, we do know that in general, biases tend to get exacerbated and outcomes are poorer for women when they have intersectional identities.
The key to eliminating gender-based pay disparity, Sydney University's Mariah Foley says, is transparency in the workplace.
One thing that organisations can do that want to tackle this problem is really commit themselves to conducting pay audits internally and making the results of those audits public, you know, to really address that there is a problem and commit to solving it.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.